of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Ryle.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast. At iTunes, at Stitcher.
Is that a sheep?
Or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever. Hey, if you're hanging out with a sheep.
Yeah.
Keep your paws off, though.
Right. Jeez, could you imagine?
Sheep can't consent.
Wait. I interrupted your thing.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right.
Yummy.
Probably yelling, probably cussing.
Eat my dick.
Gird thine loins if you have sensibilities.
Yeah.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And imagine you're a sheep. Imagine. You live in New Zealand. You're sitting around looking at trees. And all of a sudden some creepy redneck creeps up behind you. He bestialities you and then shaves you and makes a sweater from you. That's a rough day. And then he eats you.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. We, as I said, are going to be here for a couple of hours. That's what I was looking for. You can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here. We appreciate the hell out of those that do. Thanks. And yes. Thanks to those that are going to.
Right.
Don't forget, you can also communicate with us live during the show if it's going on.
Right.
Or anytime.
It goes on.
On our Twitter.
Most of the time, though.
Send us your twats at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
How many days do you think we've missed Monday through Friday since we started this? Not many. Not many.
We don't take a lot of days off.
We're on the air more than, you know.
Because it's kind of fun.
Yeah, we're on the air more than Maddow. We are.
Oh, there'd be a lot of Don Trump tweets today. I just was preloading the Donald Trump stream.
Preload.
I did see one earlier, which is
preload.
There's a whole lot to talk about.
What's wrong with that fucking guy?
God, Lord knows.
You know, man.
The Lord I don't believe in.
Oh, God.
And Facebook.com/.
Right. Follow us. I was in the car with my mom today. Have a, have Xanax, but I'm in a Tums.
What?
I'm just kidding. You're burpy.
A Tums. Yes.
But I was in the car with my mom, and I was talking about
Zantac.
What is a Zantac?
Xanax is sleepy.
Oh, is it?
Xanax, okay. Allegedly.
Well, it's Florida. There's all kinds of drugs here. Have
sure.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I was in the car with my mom, and I forgot how we got on the subject, but we were talking about Obama and Biden and how they were both amazing speakers. And you know what I watched recently? Go watch Obama giving Joe Biden
too depressing.
That medal.
Oh, God.
The Medal of Freedom?
Depressing.
Then he start when Biden starts crying when he realizes that's what it is.
They surprised him. Yeah.
It's
amazing.
To watch Biden speak or Obama, it really shows you where we are right now. Because there's no way Trump could ever, I mean, he's not. Is Trump human?
Is he human? The jury's out.
God. The fucking. There's blow up dolls out there with more charisma and gravitas.
Oh, he's got a little charisma.
Yeah, that's true. But feelings.
That's about all he's got.
A soul. And I'm an atheist. I don't know.
Let's get, there's a whole fuck ton to talk about today. Let's,
fuck ton.
It's a technical term.
Right.
Metric
fuck tons.
Get to the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Oops.
Hi.
Deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Whatever.
Located behind the Crab Diving Moat.
Eat my dick.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 14th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, yeah.
God, I still, I guess I still have to kind of think about it a little, because I was going to go right into Los Angeles, California.
Oh, shit.
We're here on about month three.
Yeah, I love it.
Since the move.
You know why I love it?
From the,
Sure, there are alligators. Sure, there are snakes. Sure, there's lots of dickheads, but my God, our rent is exactly half of what it was in
for
that
a house.
Fucking city.
I don't want to give too much away. Crab diving compound.
There's a backyard with a fucking hammock. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You've been putting pictures of yourself in the hammock with your feet.
Sure. I try not to.
People are into that, man.
I try not to take any pictures of any of the surrounding.
Right.
So that any of our detractors or our ardent fans
try
to leap over the fence.
I don't want to be geo-detected. I don't want to be geotagged, baby.
Lots going on in the news. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
Huff Post.
Hello. Jolly
is,
good.
Well, the big question of the evening. See, last night, apparently Donald Trump, you may have heard of him.
Yes, Pat. He disgusts me.
He's a game show host, something like that, or some kind of a...
Welcome to the country
real estate guy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Win, lose, or draw.
I was just flashing back for a moment.
Yes. Is it true Chuck Woolery's going to run for president next year? Why not?
Sure, why
not?
Who cares? Oh, he's scary, too.
Yeah, right. He's
a big
he's
crazy. Right-wing nut job.
Dick face. Fuck you.
Apparently, Donald Trump had... Din.
I thought you say coitus.
Oof.
Ugh.
With Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
Like,
blah. How dare you put that in my mind now?
I don't want coitus. Just have a glass of water. Pee on me.
Oh, so gross.
Right.
Apparently, he had them over for, you know, some chocolate cake or something.
Ooh, fabulous.
Fabulous. They talked about all kinds of shit, and apparently some of the shit they talked about was, you know, DACA.
Right.
And the Democrats released a statement.
Right.
Last evening, basically saying, hey, great dinner. Thanks, y'all. We've... agreed. I think the term was they've agreed on something to help the dreamers really quickly, but they have will not cave on the wall. You're not getting your fucking wall.
Wow, Donald, what a negotiator you are.
Then kind of right after Sarah Huckabee tweeted or I don't know, smoke signals.
Is she still on the Scaramucci makeup plan or no? What went on with that? Is that still a thing? Remember that?
Well, yeah, he said it was, he was talking about himself.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
I thought he said that they're putting Sarah Huckabee on a new hair design.
No, he said the only thing I want to say, the only note I would have is that, you know, there's that new hair and makeup and a hair and makeup person. And I would keep that going.
Everybody's a comedian.
And then he tried to cover that up by saying, right. I was talking about my ugly face myself.
Why don't you just put your hood on it? Oh,
mooch.
The cooch.
I don't know that the mooch had time to be racist, did he? I think, I don't know if he...
No, bullshit. He had plenty...
Did he? It was dazzling. Those, like, 10 days were the longest 10 days.
I guarantee you, Scary Moochie's probably racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Those guys, you ever see The Sopranos? Those guys are really fucking racist, you know? Like, Scaramucci's like Donald Trump racist. You know, like, you're sitting around some shitty deli.
Mooley.
Huh?
Mooley's?
What's that?
Moulian, isn't that what they call black people?
Oh yeah.
Moulian.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tony Soprano.
All the
Moulies.
The Moulies down.
I'm sure he says that a lot. Right.
Quoting them.
By the way, speaking of terms, keep the R word off the fucking Facebook page, okay? I had to admonish someone that I hid the comment.
Oh, not my.
On this page. Fuck you.
Is it a
R word?
Frequent poster?
Yeah, that dickhead. You know what I'm talking about. What's his face?
Or a resident troll?
Right.
Oh, cool.
I'm not... Hey, this page, we aren't Donald Trump. We don't use that. Fuck
and there's
you.
No First Amendment.
No.
On our page.
Right. No. We had the
he
right...
used the R word, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He just said R word, you know...
I've been letting some of his comments go because the crab diving friends on the fans of the page have been...
Yes.
...thrashing him in the comments, but occasionally... I'll be like, that's got to go. I just hide it.
I mean, you know, I just want to say something. And the reason people want to be politically correct is because it's not because everybody's a bunch of snowflakes, little sensitive dickheads. It's because when you say the R word, it makes certain people feel upset. It makes people feel fucking bad.
Yeah. For example...
Somebody find the xylophonist a new piece of sheet music to play.
That was from
my God.
From a Jesse Waters interview, I'm
that
sure.
That was! Yes. Listen.
I almost feel bad about that.
We're the thought police. I don't give a fuck. So no that, R word.
So
fuck
that,
you.
The headline says Deal or No Deal. And
yes.
It's a picture of Donald Trump. Sitting next to the representative from Wisconsin and Speaker of the House. Remember, the coquettish Speaker of the House. Remember, he was very coy. He didn't want the job. Oh, no, I don't want to be Speaker. I don't want to be. And then, well, if you want me to be Speaker, this is what you have to do. And
He's
then
bananas.
After that, they all didn't do it.
He said everybody has to get along. He had the nerve to...
How's that going?
That fucking obstructionist, that party of fuck you, he's a poster boy for not getting along.
Well, yeah. They're
the
giving
nerve.
The blowjob. You're going to take it in the eye.
Why don't we have goggles, 3D glasses?
Republicans are finding more ways to avoid criticizing Trump's deal-making with Democrats, it
says. Yes. Listen, if you're working with the GOP, you got to wear eye protection.
They're saying there's no agreement.
Yes.
But the, it says, except for the initial Twitter bluster from some conservative commentators and Republicans with the strongest anti-immigrant views. That lovely bunch.
Oh, yes. White supremacists.
GOP lawmakers are mostly downplaying a tentative deal that Trump may have allegedly had with Democrats.
Fuck you!
On immigration. One
yes.
of their little man in the boat issue.
Right.
Speaker Paul Ryan today, when asked about it, said there's no agreement. It was a discussion, not an agreement.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like somebody's reframing it, right?
Trump seemed to back that up, it says, tweeting this morning, no deal was made. But the Democrats, however,
no deal.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi from
yes.
California,
right.
Reported that while president and Democratic leaders did not have a firm agreement on a bill, they did have, quote, an agreement to move forward. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. What does that mean? I don't even understand that. They don't have a firm deal, but they have a deal to move forward.
Well, yeah, this DACA thing is going to just put a giant nipple clamp on Trump because
right.
with teeth. Because he is, I don't know, I guess somewhere deep down there's humanity.
deep.
Or at least pretending to be humanity.
Right.
Or in Ivanka's noon lap session.
Yes.
They where she tells Daddy how her day is going.
Daddy.
The perhaps, I don't know, he's rubbing off on her.
Ugh.
Or she's rubbing off on him. No pun intended,
right.
Of course.
Punless. We're punless.
But perhaps he sees a little bit of humanity in that most people in the United States also think
yes.
It would be really shitty of us to grab people that were brought here at, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever age as
right.
children who are otherwise model citizens. There's criteria, bitches.
Yes.
These ones are like, they're rapists, they're killers, they're all criminals, they're
like?
All on welfare.
What does it look like to the rest of the world if a force like ICE rounds up a bunch of brown people and then 800,000 and drags them out of the country? What does that look like?
All right.
That looks like
it
some
looks
more
like what
crimes.
It is. We're fucking assholes.
Isn't that a crime against humanity?
I would hope so.
What about your property? What if you own property in this country?
Yeah.
And you're deported. You have a car. You have
you're
a bunch
illegal.
Of shit.
You can't own property.
So what happens to your stuff? Is it seized by the government?
No, I don't know.
My God, we're ruled by pirates.
The
ass pirates.
That's Chuck Schumer.
Hey, Chucky. How's those hair plugs?
Senate Minority Leader. Oh,
he has fucked up hair plugs.
Wow.
Doesn't he?
I haven't noticed.
Okay.
We all agree on a framework, he said. Pass
yes.
DACA protections and additional security measures, excluding that wall. The wall.
Can you explain the DACA to me or what's going on? Because this is how I see it. Trump came out and said he was ending DACA, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions slithered
oh, right,
out
right.
And gleefully, like pre-Cindy Lou Who,
yes.
Grinch, sat there with a big smile on his
right.
face.
He looked like Gollum that found the ring.
Because he was like, I get to announce that we're going to kick a whole bunch of brown motherfuckers out of this country.
That's funny. And then he makes a deal, Trump, with Nancy Pelosi and Chucky to protect DACA, right?
Well, the first deal was on the debt ceiling on the... and on the continuing resolution to keep the lights going, that it
yes.
would be a clean one without any shenanigans in it and stuff like that. The second, this deal that they're alleging was last night was over immigration, was over DACA, and they wanted his guarantee that he's going to get behind doing something to help these people.
So now he wanted DACA to go away, so now it's going to stay, and not only is DACA staying, he's not going to get his fucking wall.
Right.
I mean,
well,
what
no.
kind of...
He's going to build the wall, Ryan. This morning, he was even talking about the 4 different prototypes being
oh,
built.
Oh, fuck off!
Somewhere in California.
Please.
I'm sure they're throwing they're throwing Mexican prisoners at it and saying, see if you can get over that.
But what kind of negotiator is he? I mean, that seems like he lost. How else do you spin that?
Well, he's awful. Negotiator.
You know how the wall works? You know that bamboo stuff you wanted for the backyard? The bamboo fencing?
Oh, yeah.
Why not that? All around the edge of Texas or whatever. Who cares? Fuck it. How about that wall?
There doesn't need to be a wall.
How are you going to get through that bamboo? You get a running start, you can jump it.
Take a can opener to it,
or you could just
nail clippers,
walk right through it.
Yeah,
what are the? Was he really showing off the prototypes of the wall?
No, talking about them.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, I want pictures. This is taxpayer money, allegedly. If there's some sort of, are we paying for these prototypes for these
absolutely
4 different companies to
some dickheads coming out like
to woo us
a styrofoam model of a fucking wall
somewhere? There's 4 different companies, yeah, building a fucking wall.
So stupid. Didn't watch his face campaign about the wall in the early 90s, the dude that used to be on, I don't even know if he's alive or dead, the guy who for years everybody thought he was Deep Throat from Watergate, but he wasn't, Pat something, goose-stepping.
Robertson?
No, not that, well.
Buchanan?
Yes. Pat Buchanan used to talk about a border wall all the fucking time when he ran for president.
Oh, he's, yeah. I think he's pretty gleeful.
Yeah, but do you think these he would days, be a moderate sort of. These days?
Not on immigration.
Right.
He rolls true. Out even to this day every once in a while to say something heinous about immigration.
Could you imagine? That's the only reason you show your face in public. I'm going to say something shitty about brown people, guys.
Trump was downplaying any suggestion that he had an arrangement, but at the same time, he appeared to confirm that Schumer and Pelosi's account of the meeting,
right,
contradicting, of course, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders,
yes.
which she had tweeted or said. He said, the wall will come later.
Jeez. When? That's it. He's the party of later. That's his presidency. In 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, in a few weeks, we're going to revisit it. And he never does, right?
Oh, sure. It's coming soon.
He didn't follow up.
In the near future. He loves that one. It's coming in the near future. In the coming weeks, it's coming.
You've got his hand gestures down.
Mitch is on board.
Mitch the bitch.
Paul Ryan's on board.
Power bottom.
We all feel, look, 92% of the people agree on DACA. But what we want is very, very powerful border security, okay?
You look like a sign language interpreter. Oh my God.
That's, I mean, I don't know. Play the tape. I'm sure I was close.
I bet you were. He just always looks bananas. I don't give a fuck what he's saying. He always looks like a loony person. But he is. He is a loony person. He runs, he's a reality television show host that likes to get peed on.
Then he landed in Naples.
Yes.
And again, reversed course. So he lands in Florida, I guess.
Right.
Does mutual handies with Rick Scott.
Oh, my God.
And
I heard some of that.
Mother's husband was there, too. And the vice president. And they then I guess he took off, I guess, in a helicopter and went to Naples.
Right.
Somebody must have done talk to him even in that trip, because when he landed in Naples, he again reversed course.
Yes.
Attempting to soothe supporters by stating, quote, I'm not talking about amnesty. We are talking about taking care of people.
God, what an idiot.
Why can there not be a path to citizenship for these people?
You know, it's odd because either you let people stay here and normalize, then that's better for everyone. So they can.
It's like the piss fairy has visited.
I know. I still have the prop my mom made for the. I really think we got to put. Kate, listen to me. I don't know what your to-do list looks like, but I need you to prioritize putting together these puppets with the marionette thing. We're going to do a puppet reenactment of the Trump. Of the Trump PP tapes. And I got the first prop for it.
Anyway.
My mom made this. I don't remember what
it's
I was.
A straw with a pipe cleaner in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Trump's a loon.
Yeah. The Trump in Florida talking about amnesty.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You're going to not let people. You're going to let people stay here, but not let them be like full citizens. That's stupid.
Right, continually on a list, continually with the fucking sword of Damocles over them.
Damn, I mean, what would Jesus do, fucknuts?
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Oh, there's a new one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we are with you, Florida.
he twatted that.
And of course, here is a video. We love you, Florida.
It's not a video.
I'll bet there's music.
Of him?
Because right now, the first screen cap is him and Melanoma descending Melania. I apologize. That's a cheap shot I've seen on the internet and in comments on our page.
Melanoma Trump. That's my porn name.
Melania and he. Shockingly walking side by side, not holding hands.
God, how the fuck did he get melanoma to come down to Florida? Really?
A bonus, probably.
Jeez.
Here is, I'm just going to play this video that just dropped in the Trumpian Twitter stream.
I love melanoma.
It says, we love you. We are with you, Florida. Emergency information. Then it gives an 800 number to call if you're here in Florida and you need, I hope you're not. I mean, I hope you're listening to us, but if you need emergency information, I kind of hope you're not listening to us.
Yeah, but here's the trick.
Save your power.
No. God damn it. We need these listens. So just leave the window open. Just turn the volume down. Whatever.
You don't need to keep that kid's formula cold.
There's no
way. Fuck that refrigerator.
No.
Fuck Granny's insulin. Fire up.
There's plenty
that
of
iPhone.
All I'm saying so is if you're able to heat up that breast milk, you're able to listen to this fucking show. Okay?
We are with you, Florida. 1-800-342-3557. Or you can go to floridadisaster.org/info.
Yes.
And if you want to volunteer.
MAGA.
To help. 1-800-FL.
Right.
Help 1. 1-800-FL. Help 1.
God, what a shitty phone number.
Volunteerflorida.org.
I met a dude that got a gig as did I already talk about this, an insurance adjuster? Did we talk about this on the show already? God, whatever.
I don't think so.
Met some drunk dude that was at the hotel I do comedy at the other night, and he was on his way to, I don't know, to write checks for people that had their house knocked down.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, those jobs are all over the place. I was like, how'd you get that? He says, I just applied online. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure the insurance is being more than generous.
Absolutely. There's no reason not to trust anyone from those industries.
Yeah. The 19 hours ago, crooked Hillary Clinton blames everybody and everything but herself for her election loss. She lost the debates and lost her direction.
Did he just tweet that?
That was 19 hours ago.
Damn, Trump, you were elected. Well,
the deplorables, in quotes,
fuck them,
came
all
back to haunt Hillary. They expressed their feelings loud and clear. She spent big money, huge money. In the end, she had no game.
Well, Trump, she could have gone to Russia and got the KGB to hand her the fucking election, but you and your little shit son-in-law did that, you fuck.
11 hours ago, the president apparently rolled over.
Ooh.
And tweeted,
power bottom.
No deal was made last night on DACA. Massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent would be subject to vote.
Nah.
Notice he didn't say wall.
Oh, right.
Until the next tweet. The wall, all caps.
Yes.
The wall, which is already under construction in the form of new renovation of old and existing fences and walls, will continue to be built.
That's lip service. I want that wall, fuckface.
We're fixing the shitty wall that's there. What about roads? What about bridges that are literally falling down?
Too bad.
It's really going to take in typical Republican fashion.
Yes.
It's going to take a bunch of wealthy white people getting inconvenienced by a bridge going down.
Oh, by God. Can you imagine? I drove across the Pensacola Bay Bridge today. Imagine a bridge coming down.
They're building a new one of those.
Yeah. But imagine just one of those falling down while you're on it. What are you supposed to do if you're in a car and the bridge collapses? Do I roll the windows down immediately and try to jump out? Or do I stay in the car and hopefully what do I do? Take cyanide? You're fucked.
Does
the deplorables, my God, they came back to haunt us all.
They fucked us all, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really? Really? Exclamation point.
Hold on a second. You're telling me this guy ended a sentence with an exclamation point.
And five dots.
What is that? What grammar is that?
Started the next one with three dots.
So that's
they have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own, brought in by parents at young age, plus big border security.
What does that mean?
I think he means he's continuing this rant about DACA. So he's saying, look, we're going to do the right thing, and we're going to get big border security.
Here's what the Dems are going to do. They're going to give him way too much money to put more people on the border, fuck everything up. They're not going to cave on the wall, and then they'll protect the Dreamers.
Yeah, they'll give him some drones.
Yeah. And Trump will say, hey, we got a lot more money.
Look what we got, yeah.
Yeah.
But the answer to the president's question, does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Your supporters.
Absolutely.
Lots of racists.
Yeah.
That's the problem, fuckface. I can't believe he would say that.
For example, I have a clip here from, we played a clip yesterday, the sonorous baritone.
Yes.
Of Laura Ingraham.
Sonorous. She's a baritone. That's funny.
I'm a contralto. She's supposed to be getting her own show on telly on Faux News.
Is it true Lindsey Graham sings second soprano or no? I don't know.
Contralto.
I don't know. I'm a mezzo. I got a belt.
I'm a Wagnerian baritone.
I got a belt around my neck when I jack off.
Laura Ingraham, who is allegedly getting her own show on Fox.
Oh, my God.
Listen to what she says.
Yes.
About DACA recipients in the military.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Are you prepared? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And our engineer just told us from the 90s to up to 2010, they were allowing illegal people coming in to join the military. That's and after they served for a few years, they had the opportunity to apply for a green card and citizenship.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't like that. God, what a fucking dickhead.
So listen to what she's saying, though.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
Coming in to join the military, and after they served for a few years, they had the opportunity to apply for a green card and citizenship.
I don't like that. I don't like that. We have American people who should be in the military.
They are American people.
If somebody is willing to put themselves, their lives on the line,
thank you.
What the fuck more should they have to do? What? Learn? Memorize the fucking preamble and take a history course and whatever other hoops they make people go through these
days.
Man. Which, by the way, 3 out of 4 of my grandparents.
Yes.
Got rubber stamped through Ellis Island.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
Nobody had to take a test.
So fucked up.
My grandparents.
Well, yeah. Well, they were white, correct?
Not at the time. 2 of them were Serbian and 1 was Irish, remember?
That's right, though, but not back then.
Well, that was later, but...
Right. Yeah. I mean, serving in the military. I got a friend that went to Iraq, you know, in the latest Iraq war. He had a Facebook post about... I don't know. He posts about some bad shit he sees over there. He saw over there. And anybody that went through that, my hat is off to you. I can't imagine.
Oh, here's your papers.
Here. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I don't agree with the fucking war, but thank you for doing that. They're serving the country.
They don't decide to be there or not.
How
dare
Laura Ingraham say this? Who gives a shit what color your skin
is? I don't like it. I don't like it.
My friend got shot at. A lot of people got shot at that weren't white.
He should be American. Too bad.
Yeah, I mean, he should be American. What does she do?
After they served for a few years, they had the opportunity to apply for a green card and citizenship.
I don't like that. I don't like that. We have American people who should be in the military. I don't want any illegal immigrants in the military. That's ridiculous. Citizenship isn't paid and bought and paid for by, you know, signing up and getting a skill. No. This is the American military. This is not the military of mercenary illegal immigrants.
This is not the military of mercenary illegal immigrants.
Where does she get these ideas?
Mein Kampf.
Yeah. Right. God, how horrible. How insistent.
Yeah, that's it. Media Matters is where I got this from.
That's crazy.
So there, right with what we were talking about. I mean,
you know,
so yes, Mr. Trump,
right,
there are people who want these hardworking citizens. In my view, I don't give a fuck. They're more citizens than this fucking asshole,
right,
Laura Ingraham. I would take a million DACA recipients over another one of these knuckle draggers.
Let's deport her. She sucks. Guy, you know, you serve in the military. Yes, it's dangerous. You go over there, you get shot at. Not only that, you're interrupting your life. You're getting away from your family, your loved ones, your friends.
Right?
You're literally sacrificing your life. You're giving your, I mean, does she not see that? Does she not value that? What an ignorant statement. God, you're a piece of shit.
In welcome to Trump's America before we see what the drudgies are dredging up today.
Yeah, what are they doing? Fuck you.
There's a story that the NYPD.
Yes.
New York Police Department.
Sure. Right.
Has told Jewish leaders.
Okay.
In a briefing on security for the religion's upcoming High Holy Days season.
Right.
That they have growing concerns of white supremacists.
Oh, come on.
And neo-Nazi violence.
Are we in New York?
Given the aftermath. Yeah.
Fucking city.
Of Charlotte. Given the aftermath of Charlottesville.
How does that happen in New York?
At New York One reported Wednesday on a Wednesday night meeting.
Yes.
For the first time in a public forum, the NYPD spoke out about what it called white nationalist violence.
God damn.
The Wednesday night meeting is held annually before the city's Jewish communities celebrate the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
This is insane, man. We got to get a handle on this shit. I mean, Trump's only been president for, you know, I don't know, not that long. And these white supremacists, they're coming out of the fucking woodwork.
The Gothamist wrote, the NYPD also plans to deploy additional resources to Jewish neighborhoods and other potential terrorism targets. Jewish terrorist targets.
What does that mean?
In the United States of America. That means they're worried that tiki torch wielders are going to try to
Good
do
God.
Something during the high holidays.
In fucking New York.
Yep.
That's insane to me. How does that even allowed on those streets? I mean, it's such a diverse area. It just seems like it wouldn't occur to white supremacists to march there. But hey, it's Trump's America, right?
Ross Story says, the department told the assembled Jewish leaders that there have been 273 recorded hate crimes in the city this year, most of which were anti-Semitic in nature in New York. So there you go.
Right.
There's your answer.
Yeah. Emboldened.
Yep.
Hey, man, my president's a fucking racist. Got Steve Bannon in the White House where he had him in that fucking, the really ugly one. Oh, Stephen Miller. Ugh. God.
Rabbi Abe Friedman. NYPD liaison
baby
told New York One, it gave me a chill of what society we live in, what's going on in this day and age, that we have to be extra careful.
Right
who would think?
Yeah, who would think in New York fucking city? You take that shit for granted.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And you know what, I agree with Marianne at Thread and Thumb. Laura Ingraham has made a stuffing.
You
think she means like fluff or like, you know, stuffing like you have with turkey?
I don't know. Home style.
Yeah. She's made a German potato salad.
This is a good cornbread.
Right. She's a bad cornbread. I don't know.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
The other side, if you want to crank your IQs down and crank the clock back, you know, decades.
Oh, we've done that. We're in the 50s. You didn't know that?
A horrible picture of Nancy Pelosi.
God damn it, guys.
And a picture of Don.
Yes.
See? The right wing is getting pissy. It's a picture of Pelosi and Don Trump. Dream team, it says.
Oh, shit.
They are not liking this. Over at Breitbart, one of the headlines called him Amnesty Don.
Oh, my God. Donald, I don't you think his days are numbered? And don't you think the Republicans are going to impeach this dickhead?
And what's his name? That Tea Party former representative, real ass, Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh.
Joe
right.
Walsh was on telly this morning.
Blech.
And
not the guy from the Eagles.
He's like, he's done. He's toast.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck
this
it.
Goes through. This is amnesty. He goes, this is the one thing that they will not. He can grab pussies left and right.
Yeah, yeah.
He can pee on hookers or have hookers pee
absolutely.
On him.
Absolutely.
Left and right. Nobody yes. will care. But according to Joe Walsh, the main thing that will
right.
cause his base to get pissy and not like him anymore is if he's not mean to immigrants.
Which, if you're Trump, oh, I mean, God. I would think, yeah, I would think that too, because we saw those rallies. What did they yell at the rally? Build that wall. Who's going to pay for it? Yeah. Mexico.
Lock her up.
Lock her up. But the majority of all that shit that really got people going was all the racist anti-immigrant
well,
stuff,
sure.
right? They love that wall. And now Trump is giving these guys maybe a path to amnesty. I mean, that's a crazy strategy for Schittler.
And the headline leads to the Daily Mail.
Oh, shit.
Where the updated headline says, Trump says there will eventually be a border wall and there won't be amnesty for dreamers. That's
no, okay.
the latest. Democrats Schumer and Pelosi claimed after a dinner that a deal had been done, which they kind of
right.
didn't, but they kind of did.
Yes. What did they have at that dinner, honestly?
Doesn't say.
That's
I'm sure he'll let us know.
Yeah, I want to know. Trump, tweet that out.
I can't believe they sat there and had a wonderful bass.
They had a chicken pot pie. I love those.
I had chicken fried steak. We ordered a big bucket from KFC.
Jim Baker.
Schumer would need it.
Yeah.
I don't know why Chuck yeah, Schumer yeah. doesn't eat chicken. I don't
I'm
know.
Jealous of his hair plugs.
I don't know. I understand he's a vegan.
Is he?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe Chuck Schumer is a vegan.
I don't know shit about Chucky.
So those are your headlines.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Boo.
That
is bananas. Like, what's he going to do if Trump has another rally? I mean, is he? Is he going to scream all this anti-immigrant shit while he's working with Nancy Pelosi to save the dreamers? What are these racists going to think? I mean, it's so confusing.
Well, yeah, they're losing their tiny little minds.
How funny is it, though? Put yourself, if you can, you're an actor. Imagine you're playing like, you know, one of these anti-immigrant racist dick bags. And you all of a sudden, you hear your god, the one you voted for, Schittler, is working with Nancy Pelosi and little Chucky Schumer. And they're going to save the dreamers.
What
are you going to, I mean, how do you feel? How do you feel? Internalize that.
Well, yeah, I feel just like when my daddy left each time.
Betrayed. Yeah, yeah. I felt betrayed.
We've got a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
To when yesterday, go to yesterday's show, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Yay.
And hey, leave us thumbs up and shit. Subscribe to us there and
right.
Leave us stars and leave a nice, kind review if you're so inclined.
Tell your friends about the Crab Diving Political Podcast.
Or leave a mean review as long
yes.
as you're funny.
Right. Don't use the R word.
Yesterday we talked about, you may remember the name of Taylor Rag.
Oh, my God, that piece of shit.
An absolute little asswipe, college student.
Yeah.
Fervent MAGA hat wearer.
Right. Somebody should put Taylor's name on Dexter's list.
At a college that makes me want to go back to college just to have it on my resume. Transylvania
oh, yeah.
University in Kentucky.
Fuck you, boy.
The student, he targeted one of his classmates
yeah.
To be harassed by people and to have people turn her in for deportation.
What a lovely thing to do on your downtime. You know what I mean? Why not read a book?
Harlan, Kentucky, is where Rag was spawned, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Posted a picture of fellow senior Paula Garcia on Facebook saying, quote, "Everyone go report this illegal at my Boom. School, bragging about breaking the law."
God, I wish Harlan's parents instead of... Why didn't Harlan's daddy just pull out, blow it all over the memory foam?
On Sunday, Ms. Garcia posted a tearful video asking for help because she said Transylvania... They call it Transy. In fact...
What do you mean?
The Twitter name for the university is Transy, T-R-A-N-S-Y.
New name. You know what I mean? Just get a new name. It's fucked up.
So this says, she said Transy had not taken action against RAG for allegedly violating the school's anti-discrimination policy. She said, "Racists are emboldened today, and he is inciting them to harass and report me."
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, now... spokesperson Michelle Sparks from Transylvania University.
Ooh, wee wee.
Maybe she speaks like this. Hey.
Like Dracula?
I want your blood.
Yeah, but redneck Dracula. Can you do that?
Sounds like, well, I'm thinking.
Well, your blood. Think,
1, 2, 3. I love to count.
Sesame Street.
That's the only vampire you can do in my head right now.
What about Nosferatu?
Well, I can do him right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Silent. Bad for podcasts.
Transylvania student has the Michelle Sparks said senior Taylor Rag left campus following a grievance process performed by school administrators.
They kicked him out?
Well, she cited federal privacy laws.
Hello, privacy.
And said she cannot say whether he was expelled or left voluntarily.
Oh, shit. Bye, dickhead. Bye, Felicia.
Ms. Garcia said she's relieved. I don't have to walk across the graduation stage with him.
Yeah, good for you.
But I also fear that it isn't over yet. She said she fears retaliation.
Well, God damn it. Leave her alone. That sucks.
The school said the story got ahead of us. We need to go through the policy as a university before any decision can be made. So once they found out about it, the internet responded really quickly.
Good.
Forcing them to respond quicker.
That's awesome.
But
you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, if they are talking about deporting DACA and, you know, president, what's up?
Rag's only response, I'm reading from Kentucky.com.
Fuck ye.
The Herald Leader.
We got our own website.
Rag's only response to a request for comment Tuesday was to say the Herald Leader is fake news. Hi, Mr. Rag. We'd like your comment on the story.
Fake news. It's fake news, man.
The response they get. These people are nuts.
What a bully.
He did apparently speak with a website called the Narrative Times, which published excerpts of emails to him from Kerry's office. That's the president of Transylvania University.
Right.
Requesting a conversation with him about the impact of the social media.
Yeah.
The Narrative Times wrote a sympathetic story with the headline, "Illegal Alien Boasts," with an apostrophe.
Oh,
S.
God. Oh, my God. About, so stupid.
About being here illegal. I remember that part.
Illegal.
I forgot about the... I didn't notice the apostrophe S. I was dazzled by the illegal.
A possessive boast followed by a illegal.
Illegal alien boasts about being here illegal and suddenly gets with an apostrophe.
Oh, my God.
A reality check.
Can we have a reality grammar check here?
If you're going to use, see if this is true.
Hold on a second. If you're going to use gets, it's no apostrophe.
Oh my God, they are.
But the apostrophe means that it's a contraction, right? It has to be
possessive,
right? So it wouldn't be gets. Get is.
Well, right. Get his.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, right.
Where
illegal alien boasts apostrophe S about being here illegal. Not illegally, and suddenly gets with an apostrophe reality.
I learned that shit.
I'm on the narrative, the narrativetimes.org right now.
I learned that shit in fourth grade.
A lot of people have a problem with that apostrophe thing.
It's either possessive or it's a contraction.
Which I don't, yeah.
So if it's a contraction, take out the apostrophe and split it into the two words that it's contracting. And if it doesn't make sense, it's not right.
Which, I mean, you know, if you're chatting on Facebook or shit like that or texting someone, you let that shit slide. Who cares?
No.
If you're running a website and putting up a headline and allegedly doing journalism, they're the only ones that talk to this little shit stain.
Yeah, but if I do, if I send you a text and I use the wrong your, I always like to send you back in quotes what I meant because I don't want you to think I'm stupid.
Well, you fix it, but I would never respond to you correcting you.
Yeah.
A little asterisk.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you know I know.
In text.
I know.
Or anything. Because I'm not a dick.
No,
but,
of course not. But like, but this is insane. Boasts?
And gets.
But boasts? What do they mean? Like, boast is? Is it like this?
No, they're dumb as fuck.
I don't know. They didn't know what they meant either.
Or they're at the very least poor editors.
But like, yeah.
I can't imagine that getting through spell check.
Well, it doesn't autocorrect. There's no way anything at I mean, unless your phone.
But wouldn't it get a blue squiggle, you think, with the, you know how it does the.
I don't get none of them squiggles, boy.
It does
fuck your squiggles.
Grammar check for you.
What do I look like?
I'm just saying, you got no business.
What I think putping
up any kind of journalistic
somebody's
endeavor.
Somebody's right, and they're like, you know what? You know what? This statement needs some apostrophes. Fuck you. They just start adding them. They don't fucking know.
Oh, they probably do it on purpose.
Yeah. Fuck you. It might be.
Listen, them libtards squawking about grammar.
Wait. It could be secret anti-Semitic language or signs embedded within the text because they do that, right?
Well, yeah. They got called out on the brackets already.
Yeah. God damn. What dickhead thought of that?
So...
anti-Semitic punctuation.
A little bit of karma.
Right.
That student be gone. And in fact...
Bye-bye.
On our Facebook page...
Yes.
There was a comment stream going, and one of the comments... friend of the show, Brooke Reed.
Right.
Actor in New York City.
Did he spell something wrong? I'm just kidding.
Where all those J-E-W-S's are.
Right. Hey, listen, if you're out there protesting, you watch out for our buddy.
But the awesome Brooke Reed commented, like, where can we dig up some shit on this little asshole kind of a thing? And just for the hell of it, I Googled, and sure enough, in sometimes, I think the comment I wrote was, sometimes the internet is used for good.
Absolutely.
Somebody bought TaylorRag.com.
Oh, shit.
They got it before he did.
Genius.
And... they put up a website that basically says, you know, the news of this will be like a flash in the pan, but we want this to never go away. We're going to keep this website. And if you have any dirt on him, and they give an email address.
Oh, shit.
If you've got shit on Taylor Rag, send it to us. And it's going to go up on this website. So this little shit stain experiences
exactly
a little bit of retribution.
What he did to that other person. You know what I mean?
TaylorRag.com. Taylor Rag the Pipsqueak will never be forgotten. Picture him wearing his MAGA hat.
Ooh.
Got some dirt on Taylor Rag. Please submit it to taylor.rag@gmail.com.
Oh, shit.
They even got the Gmail address.
Oh, my God. That's funny as shit, dude.
There's a caption under the picture of him. It says, I'm currently hiding on social, but I'll be back, fuckers.
It's
true.
Douchey.
He's probably going to come back in some capacity.
I'm hiding on social. Fuck you, dickhead. By the way, I mean, I think what Taylor did was cyberbullying, don't you?
There's a section called News About Being a Prick. There's links to CBS, La Razza, the Lexington Herald Leader, Raw Story.
Yes.
About me, my background.
Yes.
Who am I am? It says, I'm an entitled little brat. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. No, but this is cyberbullying, right? What he did.
Oh, what they're doing to him?
No, what he did to the... when he called...
Well, yeah, and he's trying to fucking... his ratting on someone.
Yes. Evil.
For no reason.
What? Well, it's cyberbullying, so what has Melanoma said about it? She came out.
I would like to condemn all these cyberbullies who are picking on this little white boy.
What's her...
Oh, I mean... Wait.
It's like you almost had it right. You're just on the wrong side, stupid.
Well, there
Come
you go.
Come on. You can do it. Melanoma.
So a little bit of, I guess we'd put that in the good news category. Yes.
That is good news.
Taylor Rag, shitbag, leaves Transylvania University.
The college did the right thing. That's nice.
Maybe.
Okay. You're right. We don't know.
Or he left of his own volition.
Yes.
They are not saying, citing privacy.
Boo. Hello.
Privacy.
Privacy.
There's other stuff in the news today. Yes. Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
That's right, Sky God.
I've been saving some good stuff
for
tomorrow.
God damn it. I hope you have some Jim and Lori Baker stuff. Maybe.
I don't want to blow my wad today.
Jeez. Kate, we're gonna need a towel down. Bring out the squeegee.
Here's a story. This is again Trumpian America.
Fuck you.
This one, unreal. This is in Minnesota.
Hey, it's Al Franken State.
It's given us Al Franken, but it also gave us Michelle Bachmann.
Right.
Let's not forget.
Prairie Home Companion.
Never forget. There is a... his name is Brent... Oh, Patrick Allers.
Yes.
Allers. A-H-L-E-R-S. Allers.
Look you.
He's a security guard.
Okay.
At St. Catherine University.
Right.
Apparently a lovely Catholic institution.
Lovely. That's awesome.
Authorities conducted an exhaustive search for the suspect that shot him in the shoulder.
Yes.
He told police a black male had shot him.
Okay.
Local police scanner reported authorities searching for a black male, navy blue sweatshirt with the word Navy on it.
Okay.
Black jeans, short afro.
Right.
Sergeant Mike Ernster said basically had 1,800 students held captive in their dorm rooms at St. Catherine's. They locked the fucker down.
Damn, I didn't hear about this.
Residents of the Mac Groveland Highland Park communities.
Okay.
Feared and worried about their own homes.
Right.
St. Paul police eventually called off the search. They failed to locate suspect. The following day, Allers admitted that he shot himself accidentally.
What an idiot.
While, quote, handling a gun he wasn't supposed to have on campus.
Oh,
he's a security guard that ain't supposed to carry because they don't allow guns on campus there, which I'm sure the Second Amendmenters are squealing about.
That's going to change.
It's a private college, though, so they can say, fuck you.
He shot himself.
Yeah,
he's
a security guard that shot himself. Who does he blame?
A black guy. That's so offensive.
Fortunately, there was nobody... Coincidentally, no black guy wearing a Navy shirt, or he would have been shot, maybe.
I mean, it really does sound like bullshit. He's like, well, what did the guy have on? A navy blue shirt. Was there anything on the shirt? The word Navy. I mean, is that all he could think of? I mean, shit. You suck. How did he shoot himself? I'm curious.
I don't know.
He said, shot himself in the fucking shoulder?
He admitted, all says is he admitted pulling the trigger while handling a gun he wasn't supposed to have.
You fucking idiot.
Said he was afraid of losing his job.
Okay. You accidentally fired a gun and shot yourself in the shoulder while you were at work, at your place of work. I mean, if that doesn't get you fired, what in the fuck does? Honestly.
He has been charged with falsely reporting a crime.
Sad. How stupid.
How many, I don't know about this neighborhood,
right.
But if there's any black male in the neighborhood, you mean to tell me they didn't get stopped?
Right.
One of the neighbors said, I'm angry that he subjected the entire neighborhood to this huge police presence. Oh, this is a white neighborhood.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I don't even have to look. Knowing that this person said, I'm angry that he subjected the entire neighborhood to this huge police presence.
Oh, my God.
Instantly, I know it's right. Like the white burbs.
It's really fucking everything up. I just watered my lawn. I just cut my grass for the fourth fucking time this month.
People were afraid of being out and about, Ryan.
Oh, no. God. How the fuck? I'm sorry. Was he doing, you know that thing you see cowboys do sometimes? Like they have their gun and they swing it around on their finger. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you,
sure.
And then you put the gun in your holster.
Yeah, you twirl it.
Is that what he was doing?
I don't know.
How the fuck did he shoot
his
fucking...
We don't
have video. I mean, he shot his... I just don't know how you do it. Who cares?
Probably was spinning around.
Right. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. What a fucking idiot.
She also noted that the false reporting tapped into people's racism. Gee, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Where did it come from also?
Right. Well, here's what happened. Oh, God, I shot myself. Oh, fuck. I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, that's a really weird wound. It almost looks like you shot yourself. It was a black guy. Let's get him! Never mind.
And why did he stop the lie? Did people just sort of start looking at
I don't know. Maybe he felt...
Well, don't you remember on Dexter, the way they would look at the splatter pattern?
Yeah.
You know, and they could tell...
Blood splatter pattern.
Oh, yes, that's right. Get the right body fluid.
It's a different show.
Yeah.
Jizz reader.
Right. Is that what they are?
Sure.
The jizz whisperer.
Tell your future.
On Lifetime.
By the splatter pattern.
Yeah, but you can tell what happened, where the trajectory of the bullet. You can tell if you shot yourself in the fucking shoulder, right? Dexter would be able to figure that shit out.
Well, maybe. I mean, if you could say we're struggling for the gun or...
No, I don't know.
You know. I don't think anybody's doing a forensic analysis while you're sitting there bleeding. And
I wonder why...
Pointing at an imaginary black guy running away.
No, but the blood never goes away. And so you can luminol and still see the spatter pattern. I watched every season of Dexter. All the way up into that horrendous season finale. What a horrible season.
Spoiler alert.
It was a horrible season finale. That's all I'll say. I don't even watch season finales of shows anymore. They always suck. I just stopped right before the second to last episode.
Oh, here we disagree with President Trump 3 hours ago. I know you'll be surprised.
Yes.
To learn that we disagree with him on something.
Did he use the R word?
Bernie Sanders is pushing hard for a single-payer health care plan. A curse. On the U.S. and its people. This is a guy who supported single payer a few years ago.
And that it's a weird way to put that, too. A curse?
I told Republicans, approve health care faster. This would happen. But don't worry, I will veto because I love our country and its people.
I love our country. I don't want any of them to have health care.
He won't veto that shit if the approval ratings of Medicare for everyone go up in the 70s or 80s or whatever.
Veto it from jail, dickhead. That's what we're hoping.
And then here's that video, by the way. I don't know if I ever even played it.
Oh, the video of Trump in Florida.
Let's see if it's typical.
The only video I want to see is him getting peed upon.
Let's see if it's typical bullshit patriotic music over edited video footage of him.
Jacking off.
Doing whatever.
Right. Is he...
Holy shit.
It is. What's Melanoma doing?
There's him. Oh, wow. They show him talking. This is really artsy-fartsy because it was a dissolve. They went from out of focus to in focus. Trump talking.
Did they use a star wipe?
At the fucking disaster site.
That's insane.
Now here's him looking at a map. This is revolting.
This is disgusting. This is made for the least... among us to look at.
Am I out of my mind?
No.
I don't remember this shit from Obama.
No. Well, the reason you don't is because Obama could actually...
But I mean, is this kind of shit standard? Like, let's put out a promo video of what the president did today? Or is this some fucked up propaganda bullshit?
Well, dude, we got a bunch of people...
Where I'm leaning.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. We got a bunch of people in his administration that aren't used to being in government. They're bananas, and so they do strange fucking things.
I don't want to be Fox News and jump to a conclusion, because I don't know that Obama did or did not do this.
Well, I'm telling
this
you.
This is bullshit.
I can tell you he did not. I don't know. I can't imagine him
I don't
doing
remember,
that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Imagine him walks. I don't know. I
Obama
don't know.
Tweeting video.
Right. You're walking around the Cube Farm at the White House and you look and it's like, hey, what are you working on over there? A video montage of what? I mean, walking around Florida?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't like that angle.
Obama would be like,
I
know, no.
I get Final Cut.
Let's green light it. I want Final Cut.
There's Trump walking. Trump talking to some military. Trump talking. All kinds of, apparently, right. Rescuers lined up who should be out working, rescuing, but they got to stick around for the photo op with the president.
Are they like, hey, hit your mark next time?
Here's him and Melania standing among a whole bunch of people smiling. Here's the Air Force helicopter. The president's getting off. Now he's walking around. Devastation. He's shaking hands with people. Then they intercut some devastation. Now he's shaking hands with more people. Now there's a mailbox. Now he's shaking hands with people from a different angle.
Is that Mike Pence next to him?
You know what? None of these, they're intercutting pictures of him shaking hands with people.
Right.
And then
we don't know
they do a cut of like a drive-by of devastation.
Yes.
There's no him looking at the devastation.
So we don't know.
I think he went somewhere and like stood under a tarp so that he doesn't get sun.
Do we
and
know,
shook hands with people.
Do we know he really went to Florida? I'm not kidding.
I think so. He was with Rick Scott and shit. So
oh, you know
Rubio.
What? I couldn't.
Looking like a hostage video,
oh
by the way.
God.
Yeah,
he talks about Rick Scott like he's the best governor in fucking history.
He wants him to. There was a real awkward moment when he's like, you did such a great job. He's got to leave. He's got to go because I guess term limits or something.
Right.
He's like, you should run for Senate. And he like puts his arm on Rubio. And Rubio's like,
that's my fucking job. Somebody's going to get uninvited to the fucking phone party. You don't, by the way, you don't invite Trump to the phone party unless he's going to. Pee
no,
on it.
That's not foam.
Don't turn it yellow.
Don't eat the yellow foam. Naples Estates. Now it's him shaking hands. Now there's a flag.
Right.
Now there's something more trailer. Look, Trump's standing there talking to a bunch of people.
Did Michael Nyman from the guy that did the piano soundtrack, is this his?
They must not have been able to find a black person because he hasn't hugged one black person in this video yet.
Guys, we need a person of color that'll be in a Trump video.
Remember they couldn't. Remember the, when they finally he finally went down to Houston and touched people the second time?
Oh my God.
And they could not. He could not have enough pictures touching black people.
Cheat.
Give me that. Where's, look at, there's a little black girl. Give it to me.
We never.
Where's the camera?
Have we ever had a president that's any more like he can't feel? It's like there's something. I mean, like, I think he has emotions. Like, I think he can get really horny and probably fuck something. Do you know what I mean? Honestly,
ew.
He probably has that emotion.
Yeah.
But he can't. I don't know if he can ever look at something and say, God, that's beautiful. That makes me want to, I don't know, act like a human being. Does he ever look at anything and say, God, it's beautiful? Melanoma, my beautiful wife. Probably doesn't say that.
Trump did say. Trump did say that he's not worried about cutting taxes for the rich. He doesn't. Yes. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to help the middle class. I want jobs. I'm going to help the middle class. I don't just want to cut taxes for the rich.
What do you want to do? You want to do a music video where you're walking around in hurricane shit, shaking hands? Bizarre.
Well, now by him saying, I don't care about the rich paying a little bit more taxes.
Oh, shit.
He's losing Hannity.
No, what?
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Program. There's certain promises the presidents make and that politicians make you just got to keep. And I guess sometimes it gets hard because they push and they push and they push and they push. You know, ooh. Democrats are also trying to set a trap on taxes. Now, the president, you know, said yesterday, well, I think the wealthy, their taxes are going to remain about the same. And if not, they may go a little higher. He never said a little higher when he was running for office.
He never said a little higher when he was running for office. What do you mean I'm going to have to pay more money for some brown person to go to school?
How do you think the country works, man? I mean, the rich people, listen, they have to pay in. They have to, or what? Do we just want to get rid of the poor people? I just don't understand. Like, if you want to get rid of, you know.
Well, the brown ones first.
Right.
I just don't. Whatever.
It's so ridiculous.
Here's more Hannity.
Here's the problem with that. The president's plan to get the forgotten men and women to work here is basically contingent on a growing, thriving economy. How do you get a growing, thriving economy? How do you prevent 13 million more Americans from being on food stamps and 8 million more in poverty like Obama and doubling the debt? How do you prevent that? It's called economic growth. The president's got the right plan. Across the board tax cuts, 7 brackets to 3, 15% corporate rate. Multinationals repatriated at a very low rate. They'll bring those trillions back to America. Energy independence. How many?
Oh, sure. Energy, yeah, we've heard that before. They're going to bring that money back to America, Ryan.
Oh, yes. And what do we, what does he mean? Yeah, yeah. Why?
Why? What in that incentive,
right,
is going to have them bring that back to America when,
well, he's going to say
when
it.
You'll have some kids in Malaysia,
right,
working for 8 cents an hour.
Oh, wait. Hannity's sort of doing that Reagan thing where he expects just these rich people to put the money back in the economy.
Well, and that's not, it.
And some fucking Swiss bank account. Yeah. Do people still think or holding out hope for trickle down?
These are the rich. Because it means more money for them.
Right. God. By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. And there's I believe I put a promo up of the show of Trump walking Hannity on a leash. Or the other way around, I forget. It's funny.
Reagan, he says, slashed the top marginal rate in the course of his presidency from 70 to 28%. Yeah.
Damn.
And where are we now?
Damn. Oh, we're great. We're fucked.
And where are we now?
Yeah,
and,
we're right fucking here.
Then he also forgets that Reagan had to turn around in his second term and raise the fucking taxes. And then George Herbert Walker Bush, who said, read my lips,
no new taxes,
had to... had to kiss some ass lips.
Yes.
When he ended up because the country was going in the shit toy.
Right.
And he ended up having to raise taxes.
Yeah. He broke his fucking promise. Right. Just like Trump. And by the way, didn't he say like the Democrats are laying a trap for him working with
Hannity,
him?
Yes.
Well, no, they're not. They're just talking to him. They're trying to govern. They're trying to work with this president. That's laying a trap. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah, by telling him that, you know, if you ease up on the middle class and poor people and maybe tax the rich people a little more, things would be better off for everybody.
Wow.
But not the rich.
The Democrats, they're evil traps. The trap of raising the minimum wage. The trap of single payer. Bernie Sanders wanted college to be free. What about that trap? What the fuck?
Says Trump ally Roger Stone will testify to a House panel.
What's he going to wear? That's the important thing.
Looking into election meddling. Oh, I hope that's on television. Holy shit. Cause he puts on a show.
I bet he's going to wear
closed hearing. Fuck.
Do you think it'll be a dark suit with a vest? I hope he goes with something cream colored.
All 20 members of the committee will be present for the hearing. Stone said in a statement. 26th of September will be his statement.
I bet he rents a tux.
He wanted an open public hearing himself.
Oh, shit.
Of course he did.
He's a performer, man. He wants a fucking grandstand.
And because it was closed, he's requested an immediate release of transcripts.
Release.
To avoid confusion about his testimony. I very much look forward to testifying. I am anxious to correct a number of the misstatements by committee members regarding my activities in 2016, he says.
How do you think people in politics regard Roger Stone?
Not well.
I mean, he's got to be just a loon, right? Crazy.
Yeah, I think he's, yeah. I think he's way out in the, he used to be way out in the fringe.
Right.
Now he's right there as like
absolutely
a third testicle.
And he goes on Alex Jones.
Yep.
He's nuts.
That's his buddy.
Ooh.
What else is going on? I told you about the security guard who shot himself and then
my God.
Screamed, black guy.
What a dickhead. That's
and
so
just,
shitty.
You know, what does it say about our society?
That, oh, it that sucks.
His unquestioned go-to. It's a black guy. Oh, okay.
How long?
Of course it was.
How long did it take him to come up with that excuse?
Right.
0.5
sure,
fucking
yeah.
seconds.
I think it was yesterday also. If you go to yesterday's show, we talked about that NRA diaper load. That,
oh, my God. That guy is a yeah. piece of shit.
Who was upset. Might have been the day before yesterday.
Yeah,
we do this every goddamn weekday, y'all. From
that's right.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. I haven't forgotten that it's a Faithless Friday tomorrow.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Send us good vibes.
Well, this guy was upset because this NRA dick was yes. upset because there was a news report and they used the term weapons.
Oh, shit.
Way too much.
That's right.
How instead of firearms.
I just don't know. These gun guys are so fucking sensitive. I don't know how to talk about your shit without pissing you off.
Well, there's a story over at thinkprogress.org.
Yes. Ooh.
Americans are buying fewer guns, and the NRA is getting desperate to change that.
Oh, okay. So they want to make people panic. They want to scare people. You know, they want to put the fear or whatever into them to make them go buy goddamn handguns or whatever.
The BBC just texted me and said, North Korea fires missile from Pyongyang. Media reports say as Japan warns residents to take shelter.
Oh, my fucking God.
I mean, it's probably not being aimed at Japan.
But.
Would be unwise, but nonetheless.
Who at the BBC texted you? Who was it?
I can't divulge my sources.
All right. Unmask. God, that's terrifying, dude.
We'll keep you informed as we learn more here.
That's right.
Think progress. Americans are buying fewer guns. The NRA is desperate to change that. So. We played that clip a while back from that Dana Loesch, remember?
Oh, God.
Who we have to thank for like 150 something followers or something on Twitter. Because
didn't she poo-poo
she
us?
She retweeted us. That's all she did without comment. She retweeted something horrible we wrote about her.
Without comment.
Yeah. As she was tweeting examples of look at the hatred from the left I'm getting just because I stick up for the Second Amendment.
Nah, we hate you. You're right.
And it was one of those terrifying apocalyptic. The brown people are coming. You better buy guns.
Fuck it's you.
Barely subtle.
It's insane.
Of a message.
Is that
and when she was called out by almost everyone except for the worst, craziest gun nuts.
Yes.
Including us. When we tweeted something horrible about her,
You know, well,
all but hurt. I'm the victim.
Ugh.
And then look, but then we ended up getting like I said, over 100 followers.
Yeah. Guns fucking kill people. And that's the truth. Whatever.
There've been other videos they put out where they're amping up the get ready for civil unrest.
Good fucking
get ready
Christ.
For brown people. Get ready for Muslims.
That is evil as fuck. It's not a war on white people. No one's coming from the inner cities to attack you.
Well, and now they're going after Antifa and
right.
BLM.
It's fucked up.
A report by The Guardian on Friday showed a $100 million drop in firearm revenue for one of the biggest gun makers, American Outdoor Brands, which was previously known as Smith & Wesson.
That's my favorite. I mean, don't people buy enough guns anyway? Do you know what I mean? Like, do they really need more sales?
The CEO, Jeff Buchanan, I'm sure, quite a lovely guy.
Related to Pat?
Said in an earnings call that overall revenue dropped 40%.
Ugh.
They also experienced a 57% drop in long gun shipments.
Great. This is good news, right? Less
handgun
guns.
Shipments were down 35%.
Hell yeah. I love this. That's great.
Gun sales tend to drop under Republican administrations. You know why? Because the Republicans say, vote for us,
oh, God.
Or the Democrats going to come get your gun.
So now they feel secure in, that they right. own guns. That Trump is not coming for your guns.
Right. We don't need and to by go. The way, and, we don't need to go out and hoard guns before the black guy comes and takes them all.
And did the black guy come and take your guns?
0.0.
Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook. A pile of dead kids. Nothing. No gun control.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Nobody's coming for your fucking guns, dickhead.
Gun advocates, gun manufacturers tend to see higher numbers under Democratic administrations and ahead of elections like 2016 when Hillary Clinton was predicted to win. Remember all the guns they were selling?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because they were, oh my God, Hillary's gonna win, and she's gonna use her vaginal lips to blow down the door and come and steal your guns.
Yeah, but gun sales go up for all kinds of crazy reasons as well, right? Like Walking Dead. When The Walking Dead came out, it caused a spike in gun sales because people were worried about the fucking zombie apocalypse. That's what we're dealing with. Zombies. People afraid of zombies. I need an AK, man.
From Think Progress here, with Republicans in power and enthusiasm fizzling, gun lobbyists have had to get creative in figuring out how to bring sales totals and membership numbers back up.
Right.
For the NRA, that apparently means resorting to scare tactics.
Yes.
To drum up support.
Okay.
In June, this is what we're talking about. NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch came under criticism for one such video, which many perceived as a call to violence against anti-Trump protesters.
No shit.
She claimed the protesters presented a credible threat to the law abiding. They smashed windows, burned cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth.
Jesus.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. But, like, what about all these open carry dickheads walking around in their protests with their guns? Is that not violent?
Making America safer, you cuck.
Yes. Hello, I'm Assistant Cuck.
The language echoes earlier comments from NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre.
This guy.
Who at the group's annual leadership forum in April said it's up to gun advocates, quote, to speak up against the three most dangerous voices in America, academic elites, political elites, and media elites. America's greatest domestic threats.
Academic elites?
Yep.
Really good teachers. They're killing this country. You must be shitting me.
NRA TV host Bill Whittle.
Bill Whittle.
Whittle.
Bill Whittle.
Claimed in a segment on his show, he had a segment titled Exposing the Violent Left.
Expose me.
Last week.
The Violent Left! You're the guys with this open carry shit!
They compared Antifa protesters to Hitler's private paramilitary guard.
Fuck you.
Sturmabteilung.
Nice.
Sturmabteilung.
Ooh, wee, baby.
Or the SA.
Right.
Their mission was to provide protection for Nazi rallies.
Oh, okay.
And disrupt opposition meetings. So those people are like Antifa.
Oh, I see. They're like Antifa are like Nazis, according to these dickbags. Is that right?
He said, for those of you progressives out there on the far left who wonder why guys like me, conservatives like me, have an AR-15, the answer is, I have an AR-15 to protect myself and my family from you.
Hey,
from you.
Oh, yes. What happens?
Progressives.
Yeah. This is the dumbest fucking thing ever. What happens when your angsty son finds your gun and decides to blow his brains out? Or plays with the gun or does something dangerous with it? You know what I mean?
Or kill the gay kid next door.
Yeah.
The little libtard next door.
What happens if somebody breaks into your house, finds your gun, and steals it and shoots you with it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That shit happens. But what really doesn't happen, there's really no home invasions out there. How many home invasions are there in a year in America? Honestly. I mean, really? Right. Who's coming for your shitty crap that you bought at Pier 1 Imports, dickbag?
So there you go. The NRA is losing their minds and really trying to fire people up.
Yeah.
In all ways.
Sales are down. Sales are down. That's a good thing. Why are sales down? Because there's a Republican. Trump's not going to take your guns.
On this Tuesday, an NRA-backed measure that would make it easier for gun owners to buy silencers.
For what?
Was presented on the House floor, despite lacking support from the Congressional Sportsmen's Caucus.
Oh, okay. Silencers.
Representative Jim Duncan of South Carolina first floated the measure back in June, but they tabled the idea after House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was shot at a congressional baseball team practice. Duncan has argued that silencers are used by hunters and target shooters to limit potential hearing loss from gunfire.
That's
right.
I
don't know if I've heard that one before.
Listen, man, my ears are delicate. Keep it down over there.
I thought silencers can, they definitely limit your range, and they can also limit aim.
So why do you want them? You know why you want them?
Because you want to play Jack Bauer.
Absolutely. Jack Bauer puts a silencer on.
They want to be able, when they hear some...
I want to look cool.
Some black Muslim break in downstairs. Oh, yes. They want to be able to sneak down and take him out before his buddies know it, before they can go rape his white daughter and turn his son gay.
B.A. Baracus used a silencer on A-Team last week. Now I want one.
Unreal.
I wonder, didn't we see like some study that compared gun sales to guns that you see in like really popular movies and TV shows and how sales for those particular models of guns, they go up? Because people are like, oh yeah, Rick on Walking Dead had a badass shotgun. I want that. It's so fucked up.
Every Town for Gun Safety group,
yes.
Their president, John Feinblatt, said NRA leadership and their friends in Congress have gone behind closed doors to try to prop up lagging gun sales by making it easier for anyone to buy a silencer without a background check.
Wonderful.
This sham bill is a giveaway to the gun lobby, which cannot be allowed to use Congress to put profits ahead of public safety. Too fucking late.
Yeah.
What do you mean it can't be used? It has been
30,000 gun deaths a year. What public safety? What fucking public safety?
Our Congress is a wing of the NRA. to all the donations.
Yeah. All these mass shootings. Nobody gives a shit about public safety.
Right?
That's fucking insane.
Until, you know, some white people get shot.
Right, absolutely.
Like
then we're going to look into that shit.
Well, hey.
Jeez, guys, I...
Like that white nurse who got arrested by that thug cop, that gang member down in Texas, I think it was. Then they're all of a sudden they're like, whoa, Utah. Jeez. Some cops are kind of out of control.
Because she didn't want to take the guy's blood.
Right. She knew the law.
She knew the law.
Yes.
And not the fucking law enforcement
Correct.
Officer. Bananas.
And then there's another report recently that cop also had been told to stand down, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And then he still was like, fuck it. It was, he felt disrespected. You're not respecting my authority. And she was not very nice to him. She was on the phone with him. She's like, look, with her administrator, she's like, look, we just can't do it. The law is he's unconscious. He can't give consent. You don't have a warrant. Therefore, I can't give you his blood.
They probably know the fucking rules.
And then after a while, he's like, so you're telling me I'm not going to get blood right now. And she's like, well, I just don't. That's it. We're done here. And then you hear, oh, ow, why are you doing this? As the nurse is crying, as he's manhandling her, twisting her arms behind her back.
We got to be better than that. It's so fucking
unreal.
It's nuts.
That's what's going on right now.
I mean, he probably would be able to get the blood, right? He's got to wait for the guy to wake up. You got to go through the process because we have a system of justice in this country.
Well, then they found out that there might be some shenaniganry involved because the guy whose blood they wanted was a victim, an innocent victim who they were involved in a police chase.
Yes.
And the perp they were chasing slammed into a truck, which caught on fire. The guy that was the truck driver was burned and in a coma. He's the guy that they wanted the blood for because they think they were doing an improper chase. And the cops were hoping beyond hope that this truck driver might have had weed in his system
or alcohol
in his system. And they could have then say, well, he was obviously drunk driving also. So it's not our fault that we chased this suspect into hitting that truck.
Jesus Christ. Our cops are out of control, man. That's fucked up.
So he might have been trying to cover his own ass. And that's why he lost his mind.
Yeah. Be honest. If you're a cop, there's no rules for you, right? You don't have to.
Think there should be more. You're entitled with the trust of the public to be able to take rights away from the people.
Yeah. But we can't put body cams on you and see what you do all the fucking time. I mean, if you had our trust, it would be different, right?
Well, yeah.
If we were in a different time.
And if you were trustworthy, you'd say, cam me up.
Yeah.
It'll run my whole shift. I don't care.
It'll actually help me.
I have nothing to hide.
It will actually help me when I do things. Right. It'll help me not get in trouble. I don't know.
But no, universally, the cop union squealed like piggies.
I wonder if the cops would be for it. I mean, I know what the unions say might be different than what policemen actually feel, you know? Who knows?
Well, some of them say, I guess some of the good apples say, well, yeah, it'll help us when we're improperly charged with brutality. Like, I didn't do anything wrong, but right away the person says, oh, they hurt me or whatever.
Right. I would think they would want the fucking body cams.
What have you got to hide? How often do we hear that one? What have you got to hide?
But then it'll help you, like you said. It'll make your job actually fucking easier.
So there you go.
Right. I mean, should we be able to log on and watch body cams of these cops, too? I mean, why not?
Well, that would be awesome.
Why can't I do that? We were paying them.
Well, there is the privacy issue on the other side of innocent either witnesses or victims.
That's true.
I've got a story. I'm just seeing
this. Yes. Melanoma. That's the funniest thing. Melanoma Trump.
It's so not nice.
Well, you know. Whatever. God damn.
Give a fuck.
Fuck off.
Another crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
This story had Ryan going yesterday.
Okay.
Jemele Hill.
She's awesome.
ESPN.
Run for something.
Host or commentator.
Yeah. She knows what's
tweeted
up.
Tweeted describing Donald Trump as a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists, etc.
Wow. What a crazy statement.
Her next tweet said, Trump is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime. His rise is a direct result of white supremacy, period.
Yes.
He has surrounded himself with white supremacists. No, they are not right, alt-right. And you want me to believe he isn't a white supremacist? Question mark.
Yeah, that alt-right term is bullshit. She's spot on, right?
Then ESPN released a statement.
Yes.
That said, the comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Jemele, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate.
Fuck you.
Well, according to her contract,
yes,
it was inappropriate. She's not supposed to opine politically on hot button issues. They can fire her for that because of the shitstorm. All the alt-righty babies.
Yes.
Yesterday, all the racist fuckwads and the Trump cultists squealing and crying. Fire her, fire her, fire her. We're boycotting ESPN. And even Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday went out and said that creepy thing they said yesterday.
ESPN.
That creepy thing that the White House said yesterday.
Yes.
We think she should be fired for that.
It's a fireable offense.
And fuck the White House.
Yeah.
In every hole possible.
Oh, yes.
Because they don't get to decide who is hired and fired by anyone outside of who they can hire and
all
find.
Holes filled on Pennsylvania Avenue, baby.
So apparently ESPN was sticking by.
Are they going to fire her?
Because
how's that going to go? They're going to have to articulate why they're firing her, even though that's in her clause, whatever. I mean, that's a tough position, right? They're going to fire an African-American woman for saying someone's racist. Jesus Christ. Who's racist?
Well, there's a report out now that ESPN may not have been so magnanimous at first.
Oh, okay.
Because she was, they're saying that ESPN.
Yes.
Wanted to try to keep her off the air on Wednesday.
Right.
After this shit hit the fan.
Okay.
She was caught in the middle of a firestorm that began on Monday when she tweeted that shit about Trump. It escalated when ESPN issued a statement on Tuesday reprimanding her comments, and then exploded when White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that Hill's tweets were, quote, a fireable offense.
What? Why is it her place to say that? That is so fucking bizarre.
Two sources familiar with the situation.
Oh, yes.
Told Think Progress that this was not the original plan that she did her show.
Right.
They said that ESPN originally tried to keep her off the air Wednesday evening, but that her co-host, Michael Smith, said, I'm not going on without her.
Bam! That's what I'm talking about. I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
And get this. They wanted to... They said they were trying to find another black one.
Oh, my
Both sources
God.
Also said producers reached out to two other black ESPN hosts, Michael Eaves and L. Duncan, to ask them to serve as fill-ins for the show. But Eaves and Duncan would refuse to take her place.
Fuck
also.
Yes. Damn it. I am not watching ESPN.
So her co-host and two of the other blacks that they found in the halls of ESPN refused to do the show.
I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean, that's ridiculous.
ESPN refutes the account.
Oh, yeah.
Senior Vice President of News and Information at SportsCenter, Rob King.
They're looking through their binders full of black people to put on the air, aren't they?
Said, yesterday was a hard and unusual day with a number of people interpreting the day without a full picture of what happened.
Oh, okay. Paint a picture for me, dickbag.
In the end, ultimately, Michelle and Jamel appeared on the show last night, and doing the show the way they did is the outcome we always desired.
No.
We never asked any other anchors to do last night's show, period, one another spokesman
Ooh,
said. So
let's see some emails.
I guess we'll have to see.
Somebody dig around. That's
conflicting
bullshit.
Reports.
Right. You know they did that.
And Hill, by the way, has not deleted any of her tweets.
Good for her.
So those tweets are still up.
Hell yeah. Resist, baby.
And she, today, tweeted an apology.
Okay.
Not to Donald Trump.
Yes.
But to ESPN.
Right. Because why? She was outside.
My comments on Twitter expressed my personal beliefs. My regret is that my comments and the public way I made them painted ESPN in an unfair light. My respect for the company and my colleagues remains unconditional.
Did someone write that for her and say, hey, tweet this and we won't fire you?
No,
I mean, maybe she said that.
Yeah, she's refusing to apologize to Trump, though,
right.
Which is spectacular. So, and I think there was even one of the horrible troglodytes of Fox and Friends or Fox News, somebody over there,
yes,
was all like, I can't believe she's not fired.
God, fuck you.
Fellow journalist.
Right.
I can't believe they haven't fired that Negrith.
Imagine someone says, how many shitty things did people say about Obama? You know what I mean?
All right.
God.
If you go to our Facebook page, there's a story there. It's more visual than anything, but
yes.
Lunatic ex-sheriff from Milwaukee County,
Dave Clark.
Yeah,
god, shit, I saw that.
Was on Fox and Friends and Inexplicably, I mean, we talked about this guy the other day, how he seems to have really cranked up the dickholery level.
Oh, yes.
With Trump suckery and
he's at 11.
All his bullshit. Brian Kilmeade, I guess tired of being the dumb one.
Right.
The dumb pretty one.
They hired a new dummy. the dumb pretty one.
I'm the blonde. How dare you?
Look at me. I'm a trophy dick.
That Kilmeade inexplicably stumbled into the right, something right Shit. To say.
Maybe somebody's drugging his Diet Coke.
This Sheriff Clark was on spewing all kinds of bullshittery about
fuck you,
something about racism or something. I don't remember even the specifics of it. But Kilmeade said, "Well, you can't. You can also." You should also call out all the racism that was directed against Obama.
Oh, yes.
And there's a visual. You got to watch it. It was like you take a 2-year-old and hand them a big sugary sucker.
Yes.
And then grab it and take it away from them. It was like this pouty.
Did he not mean to say it?
No. Clark.
Right. Oh, Clark said it.
Black guy. Clark. Was like, well.
He looked like Yosemite Sam with that fucking hat, man. I mean, that was the most ridiculous. That cowboy hat.
And he's on TV. You're not supposed to wear your cowboy hat inside, dude. You're just not.
It's and you can't see your face.
And he
you
does.
You know what I mean?
Well.
He looks like a dickhead.
On second thought, thank you.
Yeah. Cowboy hat. It's just fucking bizarre. You're right. He's like a fucking joke.
So yeah, go to our Facebook page and go watch David Clark.
Yes. Do you remember when
I have one of those what? I don't does not compute moments.
I'm gonna shit myself. Remember when George Bush was inaugurated the first time, or he wore that fucking cowboy hat? He wore a cowboy hat.
Yeah, did he to the inauguration?
Yes, absolutely. I remember that.
Remember that?
Holy fuck. Insanity.
I'm sure he took it off inside, though.
Yes.
Even George Bush knows he'd take your fucking cowboy hat off.
What the
off
fuck is wrong? This Dave Clark guy is like a cartoon.
Well, yeah. I said he's a Village People impersonator.
Yeah.
Because he's got his little cop uniform, right? Where he wears those fake medals.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then he's got his cowboy outfit.
Yeah. Does he have a leather outfit?
His cowboy hat. Well,
and there wasn't a leather. Wasn't there a leather guy?
A leather dude, a motorcycle guy, Ryan.
Oh, that's who I'm getting that mixed up
An
with.
An Indian.
A construction. Native,
right. Horrible. I guess one gives him a pass because it's the Village People. Right. But,
maybe they asked me, like, listen, that headdress under the lights is going to catch on fire. But yeah. go with the cowboy hat.
Motorcycle cop.
Welder. Yeah. Motorcycle cop.
That
and
a construction
worker.
Guy, right.
I thought the construction guy was the lead
or
singer.
Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
Daisy Duke jean cutoffs.
Oh, my God.
And boots.
Right.
Yes.
Hilarious.
The people of Village.
Yes.
Again,
San Francisco.
Don't forget, tomorrow is
Faithless Friday,
y'all.
Right. Get your atheism on.
I already played Laura Ingraham.
Oh my God. To think she could have been spicy. That's bananas.
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, don't you think that's crazy?
Her name was allegedly on the short list for being the White House spokesperson.
God.
Imagine listening to that every day.
Oh, I know.
Fox News.
Right. I mean, Spicy was a little entertaining. He said some horrible shit, but he's just weird looking.
Spicy.
Yes.
Spicy was on your favorite show, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my fucking God. So he puts on Sean Spicer. Is Jimmy Fallon a Republican? I'm trying to figure him out. Or does he just hate America? He's like, what?
Well, I think he's had Democrats on also.
Yeah. It's like, tonight on the show, I'm going to humanize an authoritarian. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, does Spicy have a book? I don't think so. Like, why is he on?
What else is he going to do? He's bored.
True. He's got bills to pay.
Yeah.
He's
tired of hiding in the bushes.
Buy a new rabbit outfit.
Oh, yeah. Is he, he was a Easter bunny.
Was. Yep.
You know, it's easy to convert an Easter bunny outfit into a brony thing, if you want to do that, Sean.
Facebook. There's Facebook more and more trouble.
Right.
There's a report that Facebook allowed white supremacists to run ads to, quote, Jew haters.
God.
But finally stopped when reporters started asking questions about it.
You know what I don't understand? Facebook is a private organization, right?
Well, I have a feeling it's so huge also that, you know, this is all algorithms and shit. Can't you put out an algorithm
to protect it from having Nazis post
Well, I don't think
things?
That every ad, I'd be surprised if every ad was run by human eyes.
Well, there's no way, right? But can't you scan for, like, swastikas and burning crosses and hoods and things of that nature?
One would hope.
I mean, if I'm Mark Zuckerberg and I build something like Facebook, some huge, amazing thing, it's no way in fucking hell I'm going to let some Nazi fuck use this thing I built, you know, to further their shitty agenda. I wouldn't want that. So why does he allow that shit?
ProPublica.
Yes.
Until this week, when we asked Facebook about it, the world's largest social network enabled advertisers to direct their pitches to the news feeds of almost 2,300 people who expressed interest in the topic of Jew hater.
Oh, my God.
How to burn Jews.
Ugh.
Or history of why Jews ruin the world.
You know, when you boost a post, though, it goes through, there's an approval process. I mean, shit.
To test if these ad categories were real, this is ProPublica.
Yes.
We paid $30 to target those groups with 3 promoted posts in which a ProPublica article or post was displayed in their news feeds.
Yeah.
Facebook approved all 3 ads within 15 minutes.
So you're right. It's a bot.
After we contacted Facebook, they removed the anti-Semitic categories, which were created by an algorithm rather than by people. There you go. And it says they say they're looking into ways to fix the problem.
But this is how they do it, right? They have some bot approve an ad, and then if it's heinous or disgusting, it probably gets flagged by people. And then when it gets flagged a number of times, human eyes actually fucking look at it. Right? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Hmm.
Project management, Toady over at Facebook said, there are times when content is surfaced on our platform that violates our standards. In this case, we've removed the associated targeting fields in question.
Oh, God, dude. Go smoke some weed.
We have more work to do, so we're also building new guardrails in our product and review processes to prevent other issues like this from happening in the future.
Can I ask you a question? Is the term guardrail, is that like a weird IT thing?
No, it just means they're blocks or some kind of filters.
Dude, you sound like me at work. It's disgusting.
Like
guardrails.
Like many tech companies, Facebook has long taken hands-off approach to its advertising business. Well, not that long ago, YouTube was in troubles because companies were saying, holy shit, our ad is running on a Kill the Jews video.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, oh my God, there's a How to Hate Black People 101 video my ad is running in front of it.
Yeah. It's like a ad for Nutella next to like a bunch of white supremacists burning a cross.
Right, yeah, so they you know, were understandably a little upset by that. And a lot of places pulled their ads from YouTube for a while. Well, then YouTube says, okay, well, we got better.
Right.
But then they went the other direction, and then they were pulling ads off of, they weren't allowing ads on people who were talking about coming out as gay.
Oh, my God.
Because, I don't know, it was, that was then all of a sudden showing up as offensive in their algorithm.
Right.
So then they got in trouble for that because they were discriminating then against gay people and stuff like that.
But
so
Facebook,
now they say it's fixed, but who the fuck knows?
Facebook has to figure out what the fuck's going on. You just can't let Russia buy $100,000 worth of political ads and not even bat an eye, man. I mean,
yeah, a couple of the senators and representatives are saying they'd love to have Mark in for a little chat and the Twitter dudes.
I mean, Facebook helped Trump win, right?
Sounds like it. Sure.
Yeah.
Was it the primary driver? Maybe not.
Maybe.
But again, it took, what, 40,000 votes swing in a couple of different states, and we wouldn't be where we are right now.
But you know what? I look on Facebook in the morning, and I see, like, what news is trending in my news feed, and most of my friends are commie pinko liberal hippies, you know? So I see
For high school, right?
Right, yes. So for the most part, I see a lot of HuffPo, some Jezebel, some whatever, some Vice, that kind of shit. But imagine if you're surrounded by a bunch of Breitbart heads. And Alex Jones loons and Rush Limbaugh dick bags.
The dog is having a dream of barking in her sleep right over here.
But if you're way right wing and then all of a sudden some bullshit, you know, right wing story gets in, I imagine it just blends into the background. You just probably assume it's true. Why wouldn't you?
Hillary killed another one.
Ooh, there's a fucking mass grave at one of Bill Clinton's properties. Right. Bunch of bodies stuffed in steel drums.
That one wasn't that long ago.
That wasn't that long ago. I was on some stupid fucking podcast and somebody brought up the Hillary shit. I'm like, if she's so corrupt, why isn't she in jail? Citations.
Because the Obama administration wouldn't prosecute her. They cheated and let her get away with shit.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Good point. Citations. Don't worry about it.
Got a couple minutes left here.
On the big show.
Which one to chat about? Oh, let's do this. Let's get outraged about racism and cops at the same time again.
Perfect. Another cop story.
Mississippi.
Fuck you, boy.
Not too far from where we live right now.
That's right.
In the panhandle of Floridia.
Come here, hippie. I'm going to fuck you up.
It's a little stretch of Alabama, and we're right there in Mississippi.
I'm going to go find them crab divers.
Joshua Hibbler.
Suck my dick.
Is Hibbler. A black man.
Yes.
Who was driving his girlfriend's convertible Camaro.
That sounds nice.
August 18th.
So hot, though.
In Columbus, Mississippi.
Damn. If I had that Camaro, I'd put the top up and crank that AC, man. The weather here is brutal.
And Mr. Hibbler admits to the fact that he was driving above the speed limit.
Okay.
He may have been speeding.
Most people speed, which is fucked up. Everybody,
here we go.
Drive slower.
Says someone who's been pulled over by the popo for driving too slowly.
Who, me? Yes. That was a long time ago.
It was.
I've been reformed. I drive the speed limit. Who knows? You know what I mean? Got to be careful.
He admits that he was driving over the speed limit. Columbus police officer Keith Dowd.
Yes.
Pulled him over.
Right.
Mr. Hibbler says Dowd, who is white, tried to trick him into confessing to being intoxicated.
But he wasn't.
And bombarded him with insults.
God.
And Hibbler believes the officer was trying to provoke him to either violence or a quick move so that he could kill him.
Just giving justification, right?
He told the newspaper he thought he was going to find something. He was constantly asking me the same questions over and over. He wanted me to talk back. He wanted me to be aggressive. He wanted me to step out of my character.
Right.
Dowd accused the 20-year-old of driving like an idiot. You're driving like an idiot, boy.
Hey, man, you're speeding.
Threatened to arrest him, threatened to impound the car.
Oh, my God.
He's speeding.
He's just speeding. Does it piss this cop off that he sees a black person in a Camaro, a convertible, a nice car? What the fuck?
He ordered Mr. Hibbler to stick out his tongue for examination.
What?
Quote, you smoke weed. You still do. I can tell by the coloration of your tongue.
The coloration of the tongue? Oh, my God. Whoa, what science backs that up?
Officer Dowd had been with the Columbus Police Department for just 3 weeks.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Threatened to call a detective. I'm going to have a detective come scrape your tongue.
We're going to have called somebody in to inspect
and
your tongue.
And charge him with marijuana possession.
On my tongue?
Off of tongue residue.
My God. My your tongue is discolored.
Well,
I'm a doctor.
Mr. Hibbler has an associate's degree in physical therapy. Lives with his mother and works at a grocery store.
But he was speeding.
He remained calm and compliant.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have a bad day. I'm not trying to be a bad person to you, sir, he said. This is my first time being in this situation.
Yes.
Officer Dowd tried to trick him, even after dispatchers found that Hibbert had no previous criminal record.
Oh, okay.
He walked up to him and said, say, yes, officer, I do smoke weed.
Oh, good Lord.
And Hibbert said, okay, yes, officer, I do smoke weed. And then the officer said, that gives me probable cause for a search.
Oh, my fucking God.
Hibbert then dropped his right hand from the steering wheel, pointed out an ashtray to the officer, said, empty ashtray.
Right.
The cop said, man, listen to me. Next time you reach, it's going to get ugly because you're kind of appearing to me to be the twitchy type of person who has done something wrong or you got something. Listen to me. So all this reaching and grabbing, whatever, I guarantee you before you think you can do something, I can empty a magazine into the car. You understand that? You believe that? Pulled his gun on the guy.
How did it? Did this get recorded or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
see. We have the camera tape that dumb Officer Dowd forgot to erase or forgot to accidentally turn it on.
And how many times did this guy do that to somebody?
Well, right.
And it didn't get taped. That is fucked up. This guy's a terrorist.
Hibbert was terrified. He really thought he was just going to get killed for no reason.
That's so fucked up.
Dowd eventually let him go with a warning. A warning! So he scares the shit out of him, terrorizes him, makes him stick his tongue out, says, I'm going to get a detective here, boy, to get your tongue scraped to see if you got weed on it.
So he didn't even get a ticket for speeding.
Right.
So what was the point of all that shit? To fuck with him? God, that is sadistic.
His uncle, Hibbert's uncle, is a former city councilman, called the police to report it after when he heard what happened.
Oh, my God.
The officer was given a written reprimand.
Right.
But remained on duty until Monday.
Of course.
When, guess what happened?
Yes.
The video was made public.
Bam.
Now he's been placed on administrative leave.
So he still gets a fucking check.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Get this. The mayor issued a memo to the police chief saying Dowd had engaged in similar behavior in two other traffic stops in 3 weeks. With the department, he had been complained about two other times already before this.
So what does that say? The only reason this guy gets any kind of disciplinary action is because it was fucking recorded.
Finally was on tape.
So let's get those fucking body cams.
And who are they hiring?
Good God.
In Mississippi.
Mississippi
and giving a gun.
That this is disturbing.
Right.
Thank
Look
God
at the quality.
This got recorded. Right? I mean, thank goodness that got recorded.
Hibbert says he believes the officer was angry at him.
Yeah.
For being black, having dreadlocks, and driving a $30,000 car, which Dowd pointed out.
Look at you driving that expensive car.
So fucking what, dickhead?
I guess he saw a young black male with the hair driving a nice car, and he named the price of the car. He even said, this is a $30,000 car, boy.
So, you know, this officer probably saw a black guy in a convertible. Was like, oh, God, I love that convertible. It's like a 30.
Oh, yeah. If I find weed, it'll be mine. Right? Because
absolutely.
Have one of those road pirate laws
there. Oh, you know Mississippi has that.
Yeah.
Asset forfeiture or something like that.
We got to go quickly. Thanks
Bullshit.
For joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow Ryan at RatedRComedy on all the social medias. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.